At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you, here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, December 27th.
Game of the night.
Today is a huge day for college football bowl games, with four bowl games on tap staggered throughout the day starting at noon and the last one kicking off all the way at 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. So it is a great day to be inside betting on some bowl games. And for the game of the night, we're going to go to the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl. This kicks off at 6:45 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN between East Carolina and Coastal Carolina. Currently, we have East Carolina listed as a 7-point neutral site favorite with a total of 65.5. Now, going to this matchup, both teams struggled a bit down the stretch. East Carolina finished the regular season 7-5, but they went just 1-2 in their last three games. They did beat Temple 49-46 in the regular season finale, but they did not cover as a 9.5-point road favorite in that one. Meanwhile, Coastal Carolina started the season 9-1, but they lost their final two games, and they lost to Troy in their final matchup of the season 45-26. Did not cover as a 6.5-point road dog in that one. Now, interesting line movement in this game, with some very erratic line movement back and forth. A lot of these books actually open East Carolina, listed as around a 6.5 or 7-point favorite. And early in the bowl game season, when we were waiting for this game, and it was weeks away, we actually saw this line get all the way up to East Carolina, laying as high as -13.5. And ever since that time, we've seen a lot of buyback here on Coastal Carolina, bringing this line right back down to 7. So this is important because I think, you know, when you're a line movement guy or gal like me, you're really looking at how the line moves, but really looking at why it moves. And if you look at just the opening line and the current line, it may not tell the entire story. Like, if you look at the opener and current, It was ECU laying around 7. They're still laying around 7, but it doesn't tell the whole story here. And I think that's important when you're looking at data to look at line history, not just the open and the current, but all the moves in between. So this kind of tells me that early on, East Carolina was taking in a lot of respected money. And the basically what I think was the reason why East Carolina was taking in so much money is that you didn't know about Grayson McCall, the star quarterback of Coastal Carolina, junior quarterback, one of the best QBs we've seen the last few years in college football, really turned this program around. It was at one point expected that he was not going to play in this game. And you've also had some other players who've opted out in this game. So it makes sense. No McCall. Hey, it's going to be a big blowout win for ECU. But then it was actually reported that Grayson McCall is going to play in this game. He's going to play one last time for Coastal. Probably wants to play well here and have his last game, you know, end on a high note here. And he's going to enter the transfer portal after the game, it seems like. So kind of interesting. I think this is what really makes betting college football bowl games very difficult. You got to be glued to Twitter. You got to do your Google research. You got to find out those beat reporters for these local schools, even the school newspapers. I wrote for the Vermont Cynic when I went to the UVM here and wrote about the hockey team. So I think it's important that you kind of know the opt-outs and what's going on, because the line movement, it'll then kind of make sense to you knowing that, hey, maybe a big quarterback was out. That's why we saw the line go big to East Carolina. But ever since it got up as high as -13.5, again, all late movement has been back toward Coastal. Public is split 50-50 down the middle. They don't really know where to go in this one. But and you will have Coastal Carolina. They did lose, and this is probably part of it as well. Their head coach, Jamie Chadwell, he's going to go to Liberty. So you'll have an interim coach here for Coastal today. But what you are looking at, if you do like Coastal, and I lean a little bit here with Coastal in the points, there may you may be able to find a 7.5 out there at one shop here. Because you do have a lot of these books at 7. I see one juiced up a little bit, like it may get to 7.5. So the other thing I look at is when you're on a key number, 3, 7, 10, what happens? Do you go up or down based on that number? Like, do we see this thing get down to 6.5 closer to kickoff here tonight? That would be an indication that Coastal's taking respected money. If you see it creep back up further to 7.5, boom, that would lend you to believe that there's some late ECU money. So keep an eye on the late move, especially off a key number. But you have seen this year, and we saw it again yesterday with a bowl game dog cashing with New Mexico State. Bowl game dogs, which would match with Coastal Carolina, they're 11-7 ATS this postseason, 61% overall. And you would have a bad ATS, good ATS buy low value play on Coastal Carolina. They're only 4-7-1 against the spread this year versus 7-5 ATS for ECU. So looking at it again, open around 6.5-7, got really high up here toward ECU. Now all the way back down towards 7. And you do have some system matches here on Coastal, especially the late movement, the bad ATS, good ATS. Bowl game dogs have barked pretty loud this year. And you will have Grayson McCall playing in this game. Now you can also look toward the total in this one. And it looks like some respected money is expecting a shootout here between two really good quarterbacks. Again, we mentioned Grayson McCall expected to play. We also have Holton Ahlers, I can't pronounce the kid's name right. But he's the quarterback. He's a lefty for ECU, who's both put up with Ahlers and with McCall, both over 2,500 passing yards, both over 20 passing touchdowns. Both offenses are averaging over 30 or roughly 30 points a game. They're both giving up roughly 30 points a game. And we have seen with the total, it opened as low as 62. You're up to 65.5. So a lot of money seems to be pouring in on this over. Right now, the over is getting 58% of bets, but almost 80% of the money. Expecting a shootout here in this one. And this game will be played at Protective Stadium in Birmingham, Alabama. It's going to be a pretty nice night for football. About 45 degrees, really nothing in the way of wind, 5 mph. You don't have to worry about those windy unders that we saw across the NFL this weekend. So again, a lot of money seems to be pouring in on the over. Two good offenses, two good quarterbacks. And again, we saw early money ECU, but late buyback here to Coastal as we get closer and closer to this big matchup here tonight with the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl between ECU and Coastal Carolina.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to continue to go bowling. Let's go to Oklahoma State and Wisconsin. This is a 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time game tonight, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, kicking off again at 10:15 on ESPN. Currently, you have Wisconsin listed as a 3.5-point neutral site favorite with a very low total of 45. Now, both these teams have also struggled on the stretch. Wisconsin went 6-6 this year. They lost two of their last three games. They lost to Minnesota in their regular season finale 23-16 and lost outright as a 3-point home favorite there. You know, Oklahoma State, completely a tale of two halves here. They started this regular season, so they finished 7-5, but they started 6-1, and they went just 1-4 in their last five games. They lost to West Virginia in their regular season finale, 24-19, losing outright as a 5.5-point home favorite. And we've seen with this one, Wisconsin opened around a 3.5-point neutral site favorite and really hasn't moved off of that 3.5. Now, if you read between the lines, though, you know, some shops did get down to 3, back up to 3.5. So this line really never went to 4. I think that's notable to me when I look at line movement. Like, you know, where is kind of the side where liability is? Is there a side that, you know, ping pong has kind of seen the line at least, you know, lean in their direction, you know, briefly go in their direction, come back, go back, you know, you see that back and forth. Or do you see it continue to just go straight in one direction? So looking at this line movement, you know, 3.5 down to 3, 3.5 down to 3, 3.5. Basically, that tells me that anytime Oklahoma State is getting that hook 3.5, you have seen a little bit of respected money lean toward OK State in this dog. Again, we mentioned bowl game dogs, 11-7 ATS this year, 61%. Again, you're on kind of a key number with a hook with a 3.5 here. So another thing to keep an eye out for, this is your late game, 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. Do you start to see, and I see at least one book that is juiced up a little bit toward OK State, plus 3.5 at around minus 115, but do you see this thing fall down to 3? If you see every book painted, which means you look at your live odds page at VSiN.com and every book is plus 3.5, minus 115, you want the whole market leaning that way, telling you that, hey, this thing may be getting down to 3, then that would be a good sign to take the state to take the points with Oklahoma State. Now, if you see it go the other way, lean up to 4, again, that's some Wisconsin money coming in late. But you look at kind of aside from this back and forth, to me, what complicates this game and makes this a difficult handicap, Oklahoma State and Wisconsin, is the motivation, and there's a lot of opt-outs here. You actually have both, so we just talked ECU Coastal, two-star quarterbacks both going to play. This one, you have both star quarterbacks out who have opted out and going to the transfer portal. Oklahoma State will be without Spencer Sanders. Wisconsin will be without Graham Mertz. So both starting QBs are out. This is going to mean you're going to have backups. You're going to have younger players here get a shot. Also, you do have opt-outs on both sides. With Wisconsin, your star linebacker, Nick Herbig, is expected to be an NFL draft pick here. He's not going to play. You also have kind of a transition for Wisconsin. They're going to be coached by an interim coach, Jim Leonard. But you do have Luke Fickell, who's going to come over from Cincinnati, expected to be at the stadium and watch the game. But again, kind of some up-in-the-air stuff here with Wisconsin. I think if you're looking at the points with Oklahoma State, it's not just that we've seen these dogs do pretty well in bowl game season and you've seen some liability here toward Oklahoma State. It's that you still have Mike Gundy. Remember he said, "I'm a man, attack me, I'm 40." One of the greatest viral videos of all time. But Mike Gundy has been really good in bowl season, and he's got the stability there. I know you have injuries. Spencer Sanders isn't here. But Gundy, where on one side you have an interim coach with a new coach waiting in the wings, Oklahoma State, at least you can lean on the guy who's been there for over a decade at this point. I think like 17 years he's been coach of Oklahoma State. So he's 11-5 against the spread in bowl game season, 6-0 ATS his last six. Again, where's the next move? That's notable to me. But you do have at least some stability there with OK State from the coaching standpoint. And we have seen an underplay here. It's kind of the opposite of that ECU Coastal game where we had a lot of over money expecting a shootout. This one could be a lower scoring game, which again does benefit a dog. When you're on a dog, you want a lower total. It's going to be harder for the favorite to cover that number. So if you look at the total in this one, it opened as high as 48. You're down to 45. And I see at least one or two shops that are juiced up like it may get down to 44.5. So it could be a low scoring game here. Looks pretty sharp too. You're getting 62% of bets on the over, yet the line has fallen. And same thing with the total. Same thing with dogs. We actually have totals to the under, 11-7 to the under this postseason. This game will be played at Chase Field. It's actually a baseball stadium, home of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And again, retractable roof stadium, expected for the roof to be closed. Good conditions here in terms of not having to worry about weather or anything, but definitely the style of play, backup quarterbacks, maybe a detriment to the offense, looking at some under money coming in there. And again, where do we see the next line move? That's important to me when you're looking to bet the guaranteed rate bowl tonight, again, at 10:15 p.m. Eastern time, which the late game will most likely be your most heavily bet game here of the night. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats of the night, I'm going to go back to the NHL, and I'm excited. I'm a big puck head better. I love hockey. I love betting on puck, and we haven't had NHL here for a few days. It's been off with a break here for Christmas break. But now hockey is back. So we do have a big slate today with 12 games overall. My first sweat of the night, I'm going to go with the Boston Bruins. Give me the Bees in this one. They're on the road at Ottawa. Saw a big line move here toward Boston. The Bruins opened up as low as around a minus 165 road favorite. We've seen them now get bet up all the way to around minus 190. So right off the bat, a lot of steam here coming in on the Bruins. They would match quite a few systems for me. If you look at right off the bat, sweet spot big favorites between minus 175 and minus 225. These teams have gone 97-41, 70% this year. You look at road favorites minus 175 or more. They're 46-17, 73% this season. The Bruins would also match as a favorite off a win, 191-106, 64% this year, and a rested favorite off a win. Obviously, all teams are going to be rested after the break here, but that rest especially benefits the better team of the better players, the better coaching staff. Those rested teams off win at least 3 days off. You won your last game this year. They are 48-29, 62%. You also look at the Bees in this spot. Aside from the rest, aside from the line move and the system matches, they have the better offense, 3.94 goals a game versus 3 for Ottawa. They also have the better defense, 2.2 goals a game allowed versus 3.2 for Ottawa. And really, it's this kind of dog favorite matchup here. Boston as a favorite, 21-3 this season, and they're 9-4 on the road. Meanwhile, Ottawa, one of the worst teams as a dog, 3-13 as a dog. So I'll give the check mark here to the Bruins. I like this big steam move. And I like the system matches here and a rested team with Linus Ullmark expected to be in net, who, by the way, is looking pretty good for the Vezina right now. I think he's like plus 300 favorite here to win the Vezina. I did see a little bit of liability on the under. I'm not a big total guy when it comes to hockey. To me, I have way more success with money lines and system matches. Totals, you know, you take an over and it goes ice cold. You take an under, you get an empty net goal. It goes to a shootout. But I would mention there is some liability under 6.5. Total here, and you have seen the under really juiced up to around minus 120. And we have seen Ottawa, they're a pretty good under team here this year. They're 18-12 to the under with 3 pushes. So I'm going Bruins, though. That's my one bet here for Bruins and Ottawa. Give me the Bees. Got the Bruins at minus 190. My other sweat of the night, you know I'm sticking with the NHL. Give me the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm on the Leafs. Very similar. I think if you like the Bees, you probably like the Leafs tonight. Same kind of line movement, similar sort of line. The Toronto Maple Leafs open as around a minus 145 road favorite at the St. Louis Blues. We've seen the Leafs get steamed up now to around minus 175. So good steam in favor of Toronto. This would match one of my favorite systems, non-division steam. Two teams from two different divisions. Take the team getting 10 cents of steam more or more in their favor. Those teams are 181-96, 65% this year with a 14% ROI. Return on investment. This would also be a favorite off a win system match. And a couple angles here to like Toronto. They're 16-11 as a favorite. They're 8-5-3 on the road. St. Louis is just 6-7-1 at home, and they're 8-13 as a dog. So Toronto's been good as a favorite, good on the road. St. Louis has struggled at home and struggled as a dog. Big advantage here defensively. You look at both teams offensively, slightly to Toronto, 3.3 goals a game versus 3.1. But again, it's the defense of Toronto. They're only giving up 2.4 goals a game versus almost 4, 3.7 there for St. Louis. So big check mark there defensively. Power plays are similar, but penalty kill, 80% for Toronto, just 70% for St. Louis. And we have Austin Matthews and Marner and all these guys for Toronto. That could be an advantage here on the power play against a team that is down toward the bottom of the league for PK, only 70% for St. Louis. So give me the Toronto Maple Leafs, minus 175, with the Bees, minus 190, two of Josh's sweats for tonight. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, December 27th. But a reminder, we have so much great information and sports betting data and insight to help you cash some bets here at VSiN. Easiest way to get yourself introduced to VSiN, sign up for the newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. It'll get sent to your inbox every single morning, VSiN.com/newsletter. Wake up to some great sports betting coverage, letting you know what's going on in the sports betting world overall, but in particular at VSiN. And also make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. I hope we can cash some tickets today. As a wise man at VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. And do not forget to tip your ticket writers. Again, enjoy the bowl games today. It's a great day, great week to be betting on sports here. So wish you the best of luck. Have a great Tuesday. We'll be back at it tomorrow with VSiN Daily Morning Bets. And check out my other podcast later today for updates and more breakdowns, the Market Insights podcast. I'll see you guys then. Good luck and have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.